Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, it's me, the Einstein of Wall Street. We are here with Trade Like Einstein. I am Peter Tuchman, and we're here on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange in the balcony. History is made in this building every single day. Somebody with my long-term experience, I've been here for 137 years. It is my responsibility to help teach you how to navigate this market successfully. Boom! It is the middle of April. We are in the midst of earnings season. The volatility is here to stay. There are still a lot of moving parts. The first quarter was okay. It was constructive. We've gotten through a lot of different things. We are in a bit of a runway, looking towards the end of the unwind of the interest rate story, trying to get inflation under grips. There are a lot of doomsayers. There are a lot of people who are telling the story about recession. We've seen earnings come out and stocks go up $10 and down $50 in a snap. Obviously, the market is very catastrophist, overreactive in its movement. The spiders in themselves, individual stocks relative to news. You have to realize that markets now do have an algorithmic social media component. There are actually algorithms that will engage social media content words and actually engage the market, like a rumor, like a takeover, like a earnings, like a bad news. And actually, sometimes when you see stocks and the market per se spike up and spike down, that is actually a reaction to algorithms and social media content engaging the stock market. It is clear after what we've been going through coming into the second quarter that this volatility is here to stay. We have not had a day for almost 2.5 years where the market has not intradaily moved at least 1%. That's insane. When I was growing up, Walter Cronkite, if the market was up 2 or 3 points, that was a big day. We're here in 2023. The volatility is here to stay. And I'm here to try and help you learn how to navigate this market successfully. The education of learning how to day trade this market, it's different than investing. It's different than the long story. Day trading is an art. It is a skill. It is a mindset. And the rules around it are very specific. This stock market itself has given us so many different amazing tools on how to navigate and learn how to day trade this market and protect our downside risk. At the end of the day, if as a day trader is someone looking to make small bits of money every day, every hour, so you're green at the end of the day, the week, the month, slice and dice, hit singles and doubles, not looking to hit the big home run. In this market, if you are trading on FOMO, hype, hope, Uncle Herbie on the internet trying to give you advice, the people who are selling you signals, that's another big thing. There are a lot of bad people with bad motivation within the trading space, within social media, trying to get you to give them money. The old Jordan Belfort, pump and dump. They'll take on big positions. They'll go out to their big Discord or Twitter space community, tell everybody, I like this, I like that. Everyone else is buying it. They're selling it. Classic pump and dump. That is a dangerous thing. The only defense against a scam or a rug pull, if you are a day trader, is to educate yourself, is to get a toolbox and let me fill it with the tools necessary to learn how to navigate this market successfully. Technical analysis and risk management are the keys to the castle to navigate this market. What does that all mean? Look, people trade markets from an investment point of view on fundamentals, trying to understand what the guidance is, the earnings is, what's in the nooks and crannies of the company and the story and the products and all that. A day trader, as I said, is a very specific art, skill, and mindset. Somebody trying to make small bits of money on a daily basis. Now, how do you make your decision when to get into a stock and when to get out of a stock? The best thing in all my experience that I've learned after so much due diligence is technical analysis. I didn't invent it. I have a partner, David Green. He is a teacher and educator. And together, we've come up with some of the greatest strategies on how to do this. It's very simple, but it's not easy. The psychology of day trading is a very particular art. We know that you're being deluged by all this information on the internet, the signal chasers, the advisors, and all that kind of stuff, telling the memes, the Reddits, you know, all that kind of stuff that are basically diversions from your primary purpose as a day trader to try and figure out how to get into a stock for the right reasons, get out of a stock, and protect your downside risk. When you sit down as a day trader, you shouldn't be sitting there, how much money am I going to make? No. How much money am I willing to lose in order to make money? It's like the concept of a gambler, somebody who may go to Vegas. There's two kinds of gamblers. Somebody who is a disciplined gambler, they have $1,000, they go to the table, they sit down and say to themselves, when I make $1,000, I'm going to shut this game down. I'm going to go to Ruth Chris for a dinner, go out to a show with my family. It's a beautiful thing. I'm up a thou. I take my thou. I go to bed. I have a great evening. The other gambler who is irresponsible, undisciplined, just wants to sit there and make money, sits down at the table with the same $1,000. He's betting. He's up $1,000. He's going, I got diamond hands. He's up $2,000, right? By the end of the day, he has become irresponsible. He's become a bit of a cowboy and Indian. He's put down all the disciplines to the win. He ends up going back to the ATM because he turned that $2,000 into a loss. And he goes back four friggin' times. By the end of the night, he's sitting on the corner drinking Hennessy, smoking Lucky Strikes, having been to the ATM, and he doesn't have enough money to pay his bills. So day trading, to do it successfully, takes certain rules. There are five secrets to successful day trading. And I'm going to kind of break it down to you because this is important. There are a lot of, there's 40 million new traders in this marketplace that came in during COVID. 80% of those people have blown up their trading accounts. People came in during COVID, stimulus check, the internet, Reddit, Wall Street Bets, meme stocks, and all that. Everyone was bobbing and weaving, making a bunch of money. Many people sort of stayed with that mentality of everything's going to the moon. They bought stocks at 20. They went to 400. They never sold them because some schnutz on the internet told them it was going to 1,000 or going to the moon. They're now back trading the 3 and they've absolutely lost their money. Some people thought they were so good, made a bunch of money, started posting stuff on social media or sitting in front of their Bugatti with stacks of $10,000 bills, mortgage grandma's house, put that in the market, didn't realize that the markets don't just go up. They go down, lost it all. So this could not be a better landscape and environment to learn how to trade this market successfully. It's a skill. It's a mindset. And there are a lot of people, there are going to be generations of young people whose eyes are now on Wall Street. Eyes are now on trading. People need to understand it is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It is actually a skill, an art, and a mindset. And it is a discipline. And it takes consistency and discipline to actually do it successfully. The psychology of trading is the hardest thing in the world. Anybody can hit a buy button and a sell button. It's what you do when you get into the trade to make the most out of your winners and the least out of your losers. One of the most incredible things that the stock market gives us is a stop order. A stop order. What does that mean? That means that I can identify how much I'm willing to lose in a trade in order to make money. Think about it. Probability. I'm willing to risk $50 to make $200. I'll do that all day long, but I cannot risk $200 to make $50 because if I'm wrong once, I'm going to have to win four trades to make back my losses. So let me give you the breakdown of what a stop order is. Imagine this. If I buy 100 shares of XYZ at $50 and I decide 1%, and that's from my experience a good number, 1% of the price of a stock is a good amount to put in a stop order. What is exactly a stop order? If I buy 100 shares of XYZ at $50, I put in a stop at $49, down 1%, down 1%, 49 and a half, down 1% of the price of the stock. If the stock goes against me for whatever reason, we've seen volatility, take stocks up, the market's down, it's absolutely crazy, right? For no rhyme or reason, stocks can go up or down with all that's going on in this crazy world, okay? If I buy 100 shares at $50 and I put in a stop instantly, never day trade stock without a stop order. The only way to lose a lot of money trading is no stop orders and averaging into a trade. Those are the only two ways to blow up a trading account and lose a lot of money. Losing a lot of money doesn't happen by accident. What's a stop order? I'm going to beat it into you because it's so friggin' important. You buy 100 shares of XYZ at $50. You put a stop order in at 49 and a half. If it goes against you and it gets to 49 and a half, you are called what's called stopped out. It liquidates your position. I bought 100 at 50. For whatever reason, the stock goes down to 49 and a half. It sells it. I've lost 50 cents on that trade. No harm, no foul. I'll come back from one losing trade. I'll come back from one losing day, but I will not come back from massive losses. Okay, at the end of the day, then, if the stock that I buy 100 shares at $50, I put a stop in at 49 and a half, and the stock goes up for whatever reason, because I bought it correctly. I use technical analysis. The stock's going in my favor, and it goes to 50 and a half, up 50 cents. I sell half of my position. I bought 100 shares of XYZ at 50. It went to 50 and a half. I sell 50 shares. I just made 50 cents on 50 shares. Beautiful thing. I raise that stop order up to break even, up to $50. Now I cannot lose money on the trade. Think of how great that is. I just made 50 cents on half my position. I raised my stop up to the price I bought it in. So I locked in a break-even position. I now cannot lose money on this trade. I'm trading from a level of confidence. I can think clearly. I can get out of the rest of the position wherever the stock goes. If it then proceeds to go down, I break even. I made what I made. If it continues to go higher, I sell 25% of my position at $51. I raise my stop up. It's called a trailing stop to 50 and a half. I lock in a half a penny, a half a dollar profit. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then as it goes higher, I trailing stop up so I can get the most out of my winners and the least out of my losers. The funny thing about the psychology of trading, why most people do this and are not successful at it, they get into a trade for no particular reason, hype, hope, FOMO, Uncle Herbie on the internet. They start to make money, 10 cents, 20 cents. Oh my God, they're jumping, running around the house in their underwear, freaking out that they're up 20 cents. They sell it. However, if it's going against them, they stay in the trade because they don't want to realize a loss. Day traders who do this unsuccessfully will get out of a good trade way too early and stay in a loser forever. Being in a losing trade doesn't make you a loser, doesn't make you a bad trader, as long as you limit the amount of money you're willing to lose. I'll lose $50 all day to make $200 any day of the week, but I will not risk $200 to make $50 because I'm always chasing success and I'm always chasing failure. That's a stop order. Look, what is averaging into a trade? If I buy 100 shares of at $50, if I buy 100 shares of XYZ at $50, I don't use a stop order. It goes to $49 for whatever reason it may happen. And I think, oh my God, I'm down. I don't want to take that loss. I just lost a dollar on this trade. I'll buy some more. And then it goes to 46. Oh my God, now I'm down 3 points on this trade. I don't want to realize a loss. I'll buy more. And it goes to 44 and I'll buy more. I am averaging into a bad trade. The only way to blow up a trading account is averaging into a bad trade. Never do it. This is a hard, true rule for successful day traders. Never average into a bad trade. Now, one of the greatest other tools is the psychology of trading. You need to identify how much money you want to make in your day so that you can curate your day trading experience. If you're a 100 share trader, you want to make 100 a day. If you're a 1,000 share trader, you want to make 1,000 a day. When I hit my goal, I turn the machine off. That's the best it's going to get. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep. If I hit my goal, I turn the machine off. Never average into a bad trade. Always have a stop order no matter what I do. Have a plan how much you want to make. When you hit your goal, turn the machine off. Now, what happens if I'm having a losing day? And I do have losing days. If I lose one trade, if I lose on two trades, if I lose on three trades, the three trade losing rule, I turn the machine off. I'm having a bad day. Doesn't make me a loser. Doesn't make me a bad trader. I'll come back from a bad day. I'll come back from a bad week. As long as I don't revenge trade and lose large sums of money. That's rule number four. And that's all I got to say about that. What an amazing gift that the stock market has given us. A stop order to be able to identify our downside risk. I don't want to find out how much money I'm going to make. I want to know how much I'm willing to lose. I cannot have four winning trades of $100 and one losing trade of $8,000 and think that that is a sustainable trading strategy. You first of all need a reason. Why am I getting into this trade? That's number five. ask yourself the question, why am I buying or shorting this stock? Uncle Herbie, FOMO, hype, hope, forget about it. There is only one reason: to get into a trade in the market the way it is. And I'm telling you, I forensically break this market down every day for the last 137 friggin' years. I know what's going on here at the end of the day with the volatility the way it is, with this market the way it is, with all the components coming in to affect the way this market trades. There's only one reason to get into a trade here: price action and technical analysis. I know it sounds like two, but it's one thing. Price action is the way the stock is moving, and then set up technical analysis, which is the art of charting using moving averages, relative strength index, and pivot points to determine the correct entry point and the correct exit point. There's no such thing as a bad market. There's a bad entry into the market. Day trading is an incredible art, a credible mindset, a credible skill. Young people should do it. Everybody should do it. New retail traders should do it. If you're trading this market and making millions of dollars, gesundheit, hate, I love you. Enjoy it. Have a party. But if you're in this market now and you're enjoying it, but you're struggling and losing money, I can help you stop losing money. Day trading can be an absolute art as long as you know technical analysis and risk management. They are the key to the castle. That's lesson number 101, Trade Like Einstein, Money News Network. And that's all I got to say about that.